Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're coming off a much-needed bye week this last week. We had a chance to rest and recover, get some guys back that hopefully will play this next week that were not able to play with us the last time we played. Got a chance to go back and evaluate a lot of goods and bads that we've been doing, work on fundamentals and some situational work in practice. And we're excited about our next opportunity, playing a very good Wisconsin team at their place. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Josh Newman, Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Josh. By yourself?
Good. Thank you. When you were recruiting Jonathan Taylor out of high school, do you remember what you thought about him when he was playing in high school and you were seeing him, for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, we thought he was going to be a very good player. He was well-built. He was a physical kid, had really good speed. That was probably the one thing that stood out the most at that point in high school was, his track times. He was a fast kid, and you could just tell once he got into a strength and conditioning program, the way he was built, he was going to be a big, strong, physical kid. Ran the ball hard. He got breakaway speed, and all the things that you see on film right now, that's what we thought he would become when we were recruiting him in high school.
And just to follow that up, I mean, obviously he's off to a very good start to his career. He's put up some huge numbers. Are you at all surprised by the fact that he's had such a major impact right away as a collegian?
No, not at all. I mean, especially, when you look at Wisconsin and what they've had as tailbacks throughout the history of the program. They've had some very good running backs, but they also have been blessed with some really good offensive linemen. And when you put a good running back behind a good offensive line, really good things can happen regardless of your age. And, he's a very good player, very good running back, but he also has a very good offensive line, and they've worked well together.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from James Cratch, NJ.com.
Chris, going back to the spring, Mike Maietti was a guy who was kind of in and out of the starting lineup, and now he's only one of two offensive linemen that start every game for you. I mean, how much progress has he made since the spring to now?
Well, he's still a relatively young player, and I go back to last year. He played some games last year because of Jonah Jackson being out with an injury. He got some great experience. And as Jonah came back in the spring, we were trying to figure out what was going to be the best lineup for our offensive line and try to find the best five players that we could play with. And as we were kind of going through a rotation to figure out those five guys, we kept coming back to Mike Maietti at center and Jonah Jackson at guard, because Jonah was the center before Mike took over. And it just became the best lineup for us. And because of his work and his attention to detail, his consistency, he just kept plugging away, and he's gotten better and better and better. And he's done that this year as we've gone on too. So it's a great testament to him and his character, his dedication to being the best he can be. And no matter what happened, in the spring with lineup changes and rotations, he just kept plugging away. And in the end, he became one of our best offensive linemen, and he's in that group of five.
And on the defensive side of the ball, how big of a concern is defensive line depth and kind of the rotation this week, given the fact that Wisconsin has this big offensive line and they're just going to continually run the ball?
I think everybody has that concern when you play Wisconsin. I mean, they're big. They're bigger than just about everybody else's D-line. When they continue to lean on you and push you and pound you as they do, you take a toll. And we've got to do a great job of rotating guys in there and try to keep them fresh. That toll may not catch up to you until the second half or fourth quarter, and that's when it really kicks in if you don't keep guys fresh and be able to rotate guys. And that's really our challenge, and that's what we need to be able to do.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Brian Fonseca, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Chris. Wisconsin's quarterback situation is similar to Illinois' before you face them, in the sense that they're not sure who's starting at quarterback. Is there anything you could take away from that situation before you faced Illinois that you could use this week to prepare for Wisconsin?
No. The quarterbacks are completely different players. Illinois' quarterbacks are dual-threat guys. Wisconsin's are not. The style of offense is completely different. I look at it, I guess the similarity is it didn't matter who was going to play quarterback at Illinois. Their offensive system was going to stay the same. And I still believe that to be true with Wisconsin. It doesn't matter who their quarterback is going to be. Their system is going to be the same. So the only difference is one's right-hander and one's left-hander and one's played a lot more. You know, that's the difference. But, you know, we're not going to have a different game plan based on the quarterback, and they're not going to change who they are and what they do based on the quarterback. There's not a lot of changes that we need to worry about or we're going to make based on the quarterback for their offense.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Take care.